This is Brock and Saul.
Brock Heward and Marcus. Sorry about just
Mike.
On Seattle Sports.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
You were not exactly Joe Cap there in the pocket.
Presented by Simply Seattle.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Saul.
All right, time for another Brock Heward draft profile. And if I have everything, if I'm reading the tea leaves right, Brock, this is the player that I think you cannot leave this draft without.
Yeah.
No?
No.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you might be wrong on that.
Oh, okay. Well, hit me with it. Who we got today?
The Seattle Seahawks select.
This is Brock Heward's draft profile.
You want traits? Check. You want a vocal leader? Check.
At the end of the day, you have to say, okay, what's best for the organization? Can you make people around you better? And can you bring people together?
Every day at 9 a.m. leading up to the draft.
No, I'm not going to quite stand on that table so I can say, like, Kevin Costner on draft day. Write a name on my sheet of paper and put it in my pocket and say we have to have this guy.
But no, I'm saying I'm doing that.
Oh,
not saying you're doing it.
Oh,
this is the guy I am saying you cannot leave the draft without.
Absolutely. ZZ Top. Zach Zinter.
Heck yeah.
Do you know how much this dude's had to overcome? Think about it, folks. Roll call. Bueller. You're getting roll call from kindergarten all the way through his final year at Buckingham Brown and Nichols, also known as BB&N. Mm. Zach Zinner's been dead last. ZZ, like, you got no chance. You're going to be the last one on any enrollment in any class. And he's had to overcome it. His size has helped. He is 6'6", 308 pounds. So he was a four-year starter at the University of Michigan. It's funny, I told you that little Lisa Bluter anecdote of her eating a cheeseburger at 9 a.m. in the airport. The Iowa women's basketball coach, and for some reason I just loved it. It stuck with me. When I was at the little airport there in Indiana, flying out of the little terminal after a Michigan-Indiana game in 2020, there was Zach Zinter's mom wearing his jersey. His freshman year, where he started 4 of the 6 games, where Michigan got their teeth kicked in, where Jim Harbaugh nearly got fired, where there was some adversity, and he was a starter as a true freshman at Michigan. You kidding me? And that's not easy to do. And coming out of BB&N, I don't know, you tell me, Salky.
I'm going to guess it's never happened before.
How many dudes have gone from Buckingham Brown and Nichols to starting their true freshman year at one of the bluest of blue blood college football teams in America? Not many.
That number at zero.
But he did it, and he stuck it out, and he endured, and he got beat up a little bit as a true freshman, as they all did. And then you know what happened in 21? He started every game, and Michigan won the Joe Moore Award as they turned everything around in their program and went to a playoff. And then in 2022, guess what? He started every game, and he and his battery mates on that O-line, once again, Joe Moore Award winners. He was back-to-back all Big Ten conference member as a right guard, straining. One word you hear from Jim Harbaugh in that O-line. And if they end up drafting one of these Michigan guys, and maybe it's the left guard, Trevor Keegan, but you know what they're both really good at, Salk? Strain. I love that word. Strain. You'll hear Harbaugh say it all the time. It's not grit. It's not toughness. It's what being a lineman is. You got to strain for everything, for every last inch of grass. And then guess what he did? He started his final year. He's a four-year starter in Michigan. And then he broke his tibia and fibula against Ohio State in the big game and knocked him out of the playoffs and knocked him out of winning a national championship and being on the field. But he was a cornerstone. They would have been a three-time Joe Moore Award winner if it were not for Troy Fautanu and Roger Rosengarten and Parker Brailsford and a historic 14-0 run by the Huskies all the way to the national title game, because it was UW that won that Joe Moore Award as the best group. They were the best O-line, and this guy in many ways paced the way. I had said this to G. Scott during one of the breaks earlier in the show. I said, G, you're going to like my little profile today. And you've watched more than anybody in this market in person. You watched the team up north beat your son's team for 3 straight years. And I think you'll dig my point, because Zach Zinner and Trevor Keegan and some of those guys and those Joe Moore Award winners, Salk, unlike anybody else in college football, they made playing O-line cool. They made it like, yeah, we got the swag. This program runs through us. Our identity runs through us. Yeah, JJ's there, and Roman's there, and Blake Corum's there, and tight ends are there, and the defense is elite. But the identity of that program and why they won a national title was built on the line of scrimmage. And Zach Zinter, he was the cornerstone. He was the capstone. He was the guy that as a true freshman started it and he finished it. He was an All-American this last year. Now, with that broken leg, he couldn't go work out. And I was talking to some scouts over the last couple days. He may be a day three pick, Salk. He may be one of these that I'm talking to you and telling you like fourth round. It's not just three rounds, man. There's four rounds. There's starters into the fourth round. And you know what I really like? 6'6", 309 with 33 and a half inch arms. You know what we've seen at guard for the Seahawks too often? I don't know, kind of short and stumpy and broad and big doors. I want length. I want power. I want size. This guy's got a bunch of it. And if he's sitting there because of that lower broken leg, and if he's sitting there in the late third round or into that fourth round and they add that guy to this O-line, I'd be excited. Hmm. That's everything you know, need to know about
it. Oh, man. Fourth round?
Yeah, I think so. Right now, third, fourth round.
Do not leave the draft without Zach Zinter. John, if you're listening this morning, do not leave the draft without Zach Zinter, an absolute mauler from Michigan. And having a second ISL kid on this team would just be too much for me. Yep. It would be unbelievable.
It would balance it out with Jake Bobo. You know what's funny is I said to you in Blue 88, I had a reporter ask me about just kind of the style and the way they play. And actually think of what Scott Huff, the O-line coach, first time in the NFL, Ryan Grubb are going to inherit here in Seattle, very similar to what they inherited or had at Washington. Huff was there for all of it, recruited all of them. But it's kind of a similar deal where you got a little undersized center, whether that's Nick Harris or Olu. You've got a couple tackles that are absolute studs. And then a guard, we got to make this thing work. And that's what they made work at Washington. Their guards were not elite guys. They're not NFL guys, future NFL guys. Their tackles were. Their center was a really dynamic player. And, you know, therefore just – you know, find guys that are capable. Find guys that have that size and that length. And, yeah, Zach Zinter, Trevor Keegan, their left guard, would be another one. Both those guys would be a couple Wolverines I wouldn't mind seeing in Seattle.
Well, he'd be a knight too, Brock. Let's be clear.
Who was Buckingham?
Let's play the school song, please. Okay.
Jerusalem. And then you could tell me who Buckingham, Brown, or Nichols were.
Well, they've been around for a while, Brock. Let's be clear. The Buckingham School was a girls' school founded in 1889.
So fair to say those three are dead?
The Brown and Nichols School for boys, I believe, was founded in 1883.
Okay, all right.
So it's been a little while since those guys have been around. The schools merged, I want to say, in the 60s. So yeah,
so we're kind of talking Ezra Meeker years.
We're going back a little ways when you're talking about who Buckingham, Brown, and Nichols were.
You taking your girls to the Meeker Mansion yet?
I haven't yet. Is that something I got to do?
Sure.
Yeah.
When you go down to the fair next time.
Okay.
Anybody listening, don't just go to the fair. Go see Ezra's place. The Meeker Mansion right down there in Puyallup.
Get right on that. I can't wait.
Because when I think of Buckingham, Brown, and Nichols, I think of the Meeker Mansion.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Founded way back in the late 1800s, BB&N.
And then they merged, huh? Boys school, girls school.
Boys school and the girls school merged. Yep. And then
that's where you and Belmont are different.
Yeah, they never found a girls school willing to merge with them. Understandably.
Gotcha.
Cretans, savages over there. Nobody merged with them. All right. Coming up next, Brock, we'll give you guys everything you need to know, including the story that just won't go away. It's Brock and Salk, Seattle Sports on 710seattlesports.com.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Yeah, early Mariner game today. They get going at noon. Kind of a funky time to start. So 3 o'clock Eastern time. That's odd, but that's their getaway day time, apparently, in Toronto. So the Mariners will start at noon, and Brock, they're going to win a game. They just do. They got to win a game.
You don't want to be 4-9?
You don't want to be 4-9. I really don't want them to be 4-9.
No.
Coming home 5-8 is not
Jill.
Ideal.
I don't want it for Jill, by the way. Jill deserves better. They're going to have their big event Thursday night, right, over there in Kirkland. Going to be awesome, raising money for pets and especially up in the Okanagan. They do an awesome job, Jill and Scott Service. And Scott will be great, and Jill will be just fine. I'm tongue-in-cheek, but I really would like to see them win. Everybody would feel a little bit better. Now, Wednesdays have not been great.
Yeah, they have Wednesdays. A terrible, terrible record on Wednesdays.
Yes, Wednesdays have not been their day. And these last couple of weeks have not really been their day. Not hitting well, not pitching well, not fielding well. There's just right now, unfortunately, not something you can hang your hat on. But if momentum is the next day's starting pitcher, come on, Big Logan. Come on, man. You know, you got to be the stopper. You realize last year, I think I told you, they were the only team in baseball that did not have a losing streak of more than four games.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So they did not go through, and they had rough spots and everything else, and they dug themselves out of an early hole in April and May as well. But yeah, this would this be four in a row? This would be six of seven, seven of eight. Like, yeah, just come on. Come on, Logan, be a stopper.
Find
please.
A way to get a win here please. Before you come home. Please. It is very necessary, I think, for everyone in Mariner Nation to see what it looks like when this team wins and to be reminded of how this team was put together. They did hit a little bit at the end of the game last night. Maybe some of this carries over.
Look in by Richards. 3-2 again to Hanner. Runner goes, swinging a fly ball deep down the left field line. Schneider going back, looking up, and goodbye baseball. Two-run home run. For Mitch Haniger, fair down the left field line.
Yeah, they needed that, Brock. It brought the tying run to the plate in the ninth inning. You know, if only Rojas had struck out. You guys who hate strikeouts, you needed a strikeout there from Rojas, so it wasn't a double play ball.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that hole that you dug out of last year, remember? That was so much at the bottom of the lineup. It was, you know, so much of the challenge. Like, man, we're just getting to that bottom of the lineup, and it's a struggle. The bottom of the lineup's been great. Rojas has been one of your best hitters. Yep. Canzone leads team in home runs. Nice to see. He's had a great series in Toronto. Yep. Mitch, Ty, like, come on. Top that order. Top the order.
Where's Mitch Garver? God, where's Julio? Pressure. Where's JP? Yes. Where's Polanco?
Where's Cal?
Where's yep. Cal? That's
five
the group
of your nine.
That's
those are your dudes. That's your core. Those are your dudes. Got to get it going.
Well, Scott mentioned that. I mean, he said very clearly, it's the core.
The core of our club, you know, you're talking about JP and Julio and Cal and guys like that, just haven't really got much traction going yet. And you need everybody contributing. You know, we're seeing it from other clubs, you know, bottom of the lineup, top of the lineup. Guys are coming up with big two-out hits, and they're creating more traffic than we are. They're playing better than us. Bottom line. We need to play better.
For everybody who thinks Scott didn't notice that they're not playing particularly well, I think he's noticed that this is not the way he would like his team to play, and they'll get it going today at noon.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
Meanwhile, the Seahawks are just meeting with everybody these days. If you're available for a meeting, the Seahawks will meet with you. Spencer Rattler, quarterback, meeting. Jared Verse, defensive end, meeting. Just meet with everybody.
Tavondre Sweat, meeting.
Yeah.
Chop Robinson, meeting. Heck, who is the old receiver as well that they've brought in? That's
Claypool. Chase Claypool.
30 visit, yep. Chase Claypool's out there. Gosh, doesn't this feel... I feel like I've seen this script before.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? 2010.
Yep.
Like 450 transactions.
Yep.
Whew. As they're turning over every stone, trying to figure out every last detail of what's going to fit with this staff. Now, you know, the difference is obviously John and Trent and a lot of the GM, the management folks upstairs are all there. But this coach staff is new. And they're going about it much like they did in the first iteration of, hey, man, let's figure everything out. More, not less is more. More is more.
More is more.
More is more.
More meetings is more, and that seems to be the direction they are headed. They did sign a tackle yesterday, Brock. He's a monster, like 6'8 or so.
International dude.
Yeah, Max Percher. They signed him yesterday. He'd been with the Raiders practice squad.
I think they just did that for Dirty.
Just to bring an international element to it. Makes sense.
Probably has a great accent.
Okay. Here's the third thing you need to know.
Masters time, Brock. Today, the par three, and then tomorrow, the tournament itself gets underway. We had the privilege of speaking to Scott Van Pelt earlier, which was fun. Tiger Woods, of course, will be teeing it off.
I heard every day.
Yeah.
So, yes. I ache every day. And I prefer it warm and humid and hot. And I know we're getting some thunderstorms, so at least it'll be hot. It won't be like last year.
Expectation for Tyler, or for Tiger, excuse me.
Make the cut. That'd be really cool. I know that's what those folks that run that tournament, they would love to see that. Mm. And the TV people, they would sure love to see that.
I know they would like to see that, yes. So they could show every shot of his.
So Justin, Maura, Saul, question for you. Is this the one thing where we can all relate? Do you hurt every day? Does your body hurt every, does it ache every day?
Yeah.
Sulky? Yours does, right?
Yeah.
Justin, Evel Knievel?
My ankles hurt every morning.
Every morning?
My first like 15 steps feel like I'm walking through glass.
Yeah, my back always hurts at some point during the day. My shoulder, my neck, for sure.
Maura?
Pretty good, other than being hunched over a computer most of the day. My neck and shoulders hurt sometimes from all the work on the computer, but I don't have any long-term injuries.
None?
Mm.
I was a runner. It's pretty. It's easy on your body, except for if you have bad knees. I guess I have okay knees.
Whatever, Moss.
Must be nice.
Whatever.
I saw a video on Twitter yesterday.
I'm a model. Of a guy, I'm a runner.
Trying to do like a one knee or a one legged squat. And the comment was, if I do that, it sounds like you put a box of bullets in a microwave.
Was it Lenny Kravitz doing his workout, the Mora sent us with his leather pants?
That's pretty good. That's
Brock,
impressive.
That's everything you
I
need to know.
Brock's analysis
yeah,
of
what
that.
Did you make of Lenny Kravitz's workout?
I thought it was a pretty impressive core stability. You see that? That's become popular. So
he's almost 60.
I know. It's impressive. So you take a bar, and those are not 45-pound weights. They're probably...
Oh, they weren't?
No, they look like it. Yeah, they look like it, but they call those kind of, they have a term for it, like bounce. So it's, you can have good form on deadlifts and clean, so they're the size of that to put you in good position, but they're about 3 to 5 pounds. Doesn't matter. He's still got, 50 to 60 pounds.
Okay.
And he's got it, stretched out, and he's doing crunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got like a fishnet tank top.
Yeah. Of course he does.
Sure he does. And leather pants. But he's making it work. And his body doesn't hurt like Tiger's.
I bet it doesn't. I bet his body feels just fine.
And it doesn't hurt like yours.
Mine hurts.
Gosh, can you imagine doing that? Song?
But it sounds like Rory and I are kind of using the same strategy.
Are you?
Yeah, because I remember I was telling you, I'm no longer warming up before rounds. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste any of those shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart.
I don't want fatigue to become a factor once I get to about 16.
Totally agree.
So I'm just not warming up anymore. Just go out there if you need a breakfast ball, so be
I'm
it.
I'm going to a bachelor party in a few weeks. That's going to be 3 straight days of golf, and I'm like, you guys.
Well, that's a lot.
I don't know that I can handle this.
Yeah, you don't want to warm up.
I might be out there for 5 or 6
holes. Well, it sounds like that's what Rory's doing. He's not playing in the par three. Mm-hmm. He's not playing many. He's just playing half a practice round.
Was that his kid that said that to him? Was that the anecdote?
It was his kid, who said, don't you already know how to play golf? So he's just not going to do all that this year. He's taking the Mike Salk approach. We'll see if it works for Rory. This will be the year it doesn't make the cut. All right. Let's see. We got ranked coming up. We got a couple other fun things for you. Don't go anywhere. It's Brock and Salk. Seattle Sports on 710. SeattleSports.com.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports and the Seattle Sports app.
Wow. I wasn't expecting this, Brock.
Bill Belichick?
But the gauntlet's been thrown down.
What?
The gauntlet's been thrown down.
You weren't expecting this. I wasn't expecting your response.
We were just having a little conversation about running in the other room and talking about the salmon race, right? And what the Mariners have been doing. Have you seen the salmon race with the King and the Silver?
Run. The salmon run.
Yeah. Excuse me. The salmon run. You got Humpy out there, right? You've seen that, right?
Yeah. You got Silver. You got
the King.
The King.
Yeah. Sockeye.
You got the Sockeye.
Yeah.
Salk said if we did it, you guys would have to let me win.
I didn't say we were just talking about how we would do it if we ended up running and how it would go if we were in the salmon costumes. And Maura was like, yeah, I'll beat you in a race.
I said, I think I could beat you even if you didn't let me win.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Yeah. I appreciate that. And
But Salk,
I think my answer is okay.
Salk
let's go.
Very confidently says he can beat me in anything less than 200 yards.
Under 200 yards. I have no doubt that you'll, you run quite a bit. You're a good runner. You're a good distance runner. I'm not. That's not my thing. Never has been. But now I feel like I'm 100% in for this challenge.
Okay, so what are the parameters here?
Why don't we do 100 yards right in the middle? Why don't we go 100 yards? 100 yards, 100 yard dash.
No, I've never been a sprinter, but I still feel like I could possibly beat you.
No, we're doing 200.
Let's do 100 yard dash. That's what people do.
No.
I don't need to pull out the upright running style of Michael Johnson.
So we're doing a 200.
Okay.
We're doing a 200. It'd actually be a 220 on the track, so... Yeah, we're doing a 220. She's not a sprinter. So she's long-levered, for God's sakes.
Okay, so you're saying that in a 100-yard dash, I would have an advantage.
Absolutely. 1600, so this is definitely not
100, you would have a distinct advantage.
Okay.
But 220 starts to level the playing field.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to see a 220. I want to see half a lap.
A gasser, essentially?
I want to see half a lap.
You want to see a gasser?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, but a gasser's tough because you got to go down and back. No, I want it on the track, just a straight 220. Right, half of it. Yeah, you're going to come around the bend like Michael Johnson because you're pretty upright.
Upright running style.
Yeah, and then you got the long-legged Usain Bolt. You know, might be coming around, pumping those arms.
Okay.
Can you imagine the force she creates with her hands?
Oh, my gosh.
So you want more. When
my track coach used to call me Tyrannabird.
Tyrannabird?
Tyrannabird. He said that when I got tired, I kind of flopped my arms instead of actually using them, and he said I ran like a cross between a bird with its wings clipped and a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Wow.
So now I really pump my arms because he got in my head.
Okay. You're an arm pump.
What's your running style?
So this is
I told you, upright like Michael Johnson.
So not chaotic. You're smooth.
I'm way too stiff. I'm very like intense and stiff.
Okay, so this is absolutely perfect.
Yep.
2 weeks from tomorrow is April 25th. That is the day of the draft.
Yep.
I will be in that studio. I'll have to make my way down to the VMAC. I mean, this is draft day.
2 weeks to train. Okay.
This is draft. Yeah, you got 2 weeks to, this is the draft day, and we can have our own draft. Who's going to be drafting
Who?
Is Salt going to be drafting? Is Salt going to be drafting off of Mora until the final 50, and then he kicks it in? Is the Tyrannosaurus,
whatever did you call yourself?
Yep.
The Tyrannabird.
The Tyrannabird. Are the wings going to be flopping in that draft so strong that Salt cannot possibly make a race for it and 200.
We really should have said 100. 200 is far.
200 is it?
Now I'm thinking 200 is kind of far.
We're doing the 220.
Where do you want to do it? So there's a bunch of tracks. Are we doing this on a track?
No. I would love to do it on a track.
You can do it on a track. I mean, so there's one at Roosevelt.
We have a gauge.
Roosevelt's pretty close. We could do it at Roosevelt.
There's Nickerson close too.
Yep. So there's a couple of tracks around. If anybody. A lot of people say 220 is a long distance to someone who's out of shape like Saul.
Is Memorial? Can we do Memorial right here? On the Space Needle in the background? Make
Wow, that would be epic for sure.
I think that, do they have a track around it? I think that's just a turf field. I don't think so.
We'll find a way.
No, when I was when I was a security for Pearl Jam, I don't remember a track.
All right.
Brock, what about the UW
My prediction says the 206. Mora wins by a fingertip. That is a little unfair, right? Do you have to put your head forward or if Mora reaches out one of her fingers from like 50 yards away and she crosses while I'm still running? That feels a little unfair.
Somebody wants to know if there will be an ambulance on hand and can Salk's daughters do play-by-play?
Dad, you're terrible.
Tyrannabird.
Do you Cecily really runs track. She's got track shoes with like the little spikes in them that make you run upright and stuff.
Mora, honestly, do you think you could beat him in a 220?
I think I have a shot. I don't know. Unless he's a secret sprinter that I don't know about.
What do you mean 220? My statement was 200 yards or over. Sure, now you're adding 10% more
of that. Like 220 meters, right?
Yards, I didn't
meters say, are not the same.
200?
So.
I said 200.
No, nobody runs a 200. They run a 220 on the track. That's what they run.
Oh, because it's 4-4. Meters. Oh, yes. I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah. All right, fine. Okay, got it.
Okay.
So you're saying a 200 meters is 220 yards.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to do that. And if there's a track coach out there that would love to host us on the day of the draft, as we make our way from the studio eventually down to the BMAC for the day of the NFL draft,
okay,
we kind of put on a show before the show.
Do they have a track in the
BMAC? No.
No track at the BMAC.
No, they don't have that.
We put the show on before the show.
All right, what's the bet?
That's what I'm saying.
What's the bet?
Who gets what?
We have to think about this a little bit more. What do you want out of this? Like, if I lose, what do you want?
You have to do ranked for a week with just top five. No honorable mentions.
No honorable mention. Oh my gosh, that sounds I don't think I could bet that. That's too hard. Let's be fair with this. Mm-hmm. That is asking quite a bit. Okay, yeah, I'll put that on the line.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Thank you, Yule. I'm willing to bet that. One week of no honorable mentions on my side.
Go ahead, Saul.
No, if you have an idea, I have one kind of thought, but if you've got an idea.
I mean, her album, how many songs so far on her album? She got three on there?
Yeah,
I wonder about singing. I was going to say, you should have said, if I'm late again, I don't have to sing. That would have been the one I was
Nope. She did not, though. So, nope, that's too late. It's already been cast.
Text message, Mora would be looking like MJ from Half Court in Space Jam. Salk, you might want to make sure there's a paramedic on scene when this happens. Salk, you're going to blow your hammy. All right.
I just really hope you don't blow your Achilles. That would suck.
Oh, well, then she'll definitely beat me. That it's really hard to run once you've blown your Achilles.
I know, but then we'd have to hear about it for 9 months.
No, that's not true.
I hope I do, just so I hear Brock call it the Achilles 100 times, like Achilles Smith.
Because
Brock always pronounces it that way. Salk showing up to this like Brock in spring training. This will be fun. I'm into this. Yeah. Okay. All right. 200.
Sweet.
200 meter,
You can wear like shorts.
Headband,
springs.
The whole thing. Yeah. Mm.
I have shorts that have like a built-in liner.
Yeah, you need those.
Maybe I'll wear those.
You'll wear those.
Yep.
You're going to have to have that.
We get to see how Buckingham Brown and Nichols rolls. Do you want to have tea after?
I have not seen this side of Tyrannobird.
Oh, I'm competitive.
Maura has a little competitive streak in her.
Tyrannobird. Just like,
I've never seen Maura run. I've never seen any of this. I know she runs a lot. I know that she's like a daily long distance runner.
It's more of a jog.
And her body doesn't ache.
And I've been a long distance. Like, I've done it. I've run a couple of half marathons. I'm capable of it when I put my mind to it in the past. Yes. But, wow. All right. Well, we'll have to see what the people think. Just text in at the moment, 866-979-3776, Mac and Jack's text line. Who do you think wins a 220-yard race, me or Maura? Just text in either Salk or Maura. Who do you think wins this race?
I think I'm feeling a charitable commitment. Like, you two can bet, and then I think I need to make a charitable donation.
Yep.
To the winner's charity of choice.
That sounds good.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Anybody also wants to join me in that. So I'll start it right now.
All right, so give us a little time. Give Maura and I the night. We just came up with this idea on the fly.
Salk, charity of your choice. Tyrannobird, charity of your choice. I'll start with the $500 donation to the winner. Yeah. So we'll make this a good cause as well. All right, not just a little fun and a bet. We'll make it a good cause. And yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow, draft day.
All right, tell me who wins, Salk or Maura? Maura. Salk's going to get smoked harder than that rabbit on the golf course. Maura. Wow, there's a lot of folks out there who don't think that I'm capable of running 220 yards.
I mean, I'm going to say it now. It may change. I'm going to say Salk's going to win. I mean, I appreciate you, Tyrannobird, and I love this.
I was on the winning team when we ran the bases at the Mariners media. Oh,
true. That is true. I do remember
that. Agility in there.
Yep.
Yeah. I like this, Salk. Imagine you hit a drive 200 yards and now sprinting to the ball.
I can't imagine hitting a drive 200 yards.
Your longest drive ever.
No chance I can hit a drive 200 yards. Imagine if I popped a ball up 100 yards to left field. That sounds a lot more like something that I would do with a driver than hitting it at least 200. There's no chance I'd do that. Now, put a little 4 hybrid in my hand. We'll go 220. So that's the distance. So basically, I need to run about the distance I hit my 4 hybrid.
Yeah.
I think I can handle that.
What is it, Justin, just out of curiosity, what is it foul pole to foul pole?
Ooh.
At T-Mobile.
I wonder if I can find that out.
That's long.
I'm curious what it is. Like, you know, that salmon race, they don't even do that. I think they start halfway.
Like, it's kind of like right, just to center field of the pen.
What would be foul pole to foul pole?
Because that's like what the freeze does, right?
Yes.
And the freeze always surprises everybody because it's longer than they realize.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, I might have to get out there and see what this looks like running a 220 this weekend.
Yes.
Just to kind of get a sense as to like, okay, let me feel what that is. But I don't want to do too much because we're going to do this in just a couple of weeks. I don't want to like blow anything out and be super sore.
No.
Okay.
This is good.
Interesting. Almost universally. Maura is winning this on the text line. Almost universally.
You got to lean right now, Justin? Someone, you lean?
3-6-0 says, don't sleep on Salk. I believe in you, buddy.
Okay, thank you. That's nice of you. I don't want to be slept on.
You got to lean, Justin?
I feel like I have to go with Salk on this just because, he's being counted out, which is only going to motivate him. B, too much pride.
I'm going with Maura.
I was surprised
she's
by how quickly he said,
hedgehog.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I guess I thought we were doing 100. Honestly, I feel a lot better at 100 than I do at 200. At 100, I feel very confident.
Okay, all right.
I feel very confident. I mean,
but you got a long stride.
I will say, when I was a kid, when I was in high school, and this was just a hand timer, I was timed under a 5:040.
Okay.
Under a 5:0.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that.
I mean, I ran under a 5:040 when I was in high school.
You had the combine a couple years ago, didn't you? Were like 5:03 or something?
I don't think it was that, but it was respectable. Like, I could run
it's not Bob Condotta, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I've ever done a timed 40. I was always long distance. They would make me run the 400 to warm up, and man, I would lose gas around that last corner.
That 400
for sure.
is no fun, man. That is the 400 and the 800 are just absurd.
Is this sad that I don't know if I've looked forward to something more on this show?
I'm just thinking of the amount of cameras I'm going to have to dig up to film this thing.
I mean, I'm looking forward to
going.
I think day of Brock's competitive nature is going to take over, and he's just going to jump in.
Of course he is.
This is going to
drive Brock insane that he's not in this and a part of it.
Tyrannobird, this isn't about me, baby. This is about you. This is about you and Salk. No, sir.
Yep.
206 wants to know if we can set it up to do it at a Mariners home game so that all the people can watch.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Absolutely not. No way. No how. There's no. Because no one needs to see the hamstring actually go flying in the air in front of 30,000 people.
Right.
That's totally unnecessary. Yeah, nobody needs
slow-mo
that.
And the slow-mo on the 11,000 square foot video board.
Yeah,
that
no, that's a big fat no. Okay. Slow-mo, think about how slow that slow-mo will be. right? It's already moving slow to begin with. Salk, if you can walk Chambers Bay, you're already in pretty good shape. All right, well, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can walk Chambers Bay. That's 8.5 miles up and down those hills.
Yep.
Do that little Walter Payton workout going from 11 to 12. Like, yeah, all right, I feel like I'm ready. Wow. All right, Mar. I feel like this is a pretty good challenge.
Let's do it.
Okay. So the race is on. What'd you say, April 25th, Brock?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
All right. What if it's raining? What if it's raining? What if it's raining?
Who cares?
We run in the rain, rain or shine?
Suck it up, buttercup.
Oh, my gosh. We run, rain, or shine?
Yes.
Mor, do you have the right shoes for this? Are you going to wear track shoes?
Because I've been running at the gym every day.
Will you wear track shoes to run on the track?
Yeah, I have New Balance running shoes.
No, I mean track shoes with the cleats.
No.
Okay, good.
Well, I was never a sprinter. I've never done that. So
neither have I, but I mean, they've got those track shoes.
She don't need it. She just said to you, I've been running every day. I don't need them.
Mora Salk, the only thing Salk can run is his mouth. This race is going to be bigger than Caitlin Clark. Salk, you got to factor in your age difference. What is it? I'm not telling you Mora's age. What are you, crazy? But I'm going to be 46 3 days after that. So that will be 3 days before my 46th birthday. Brock, what did you say on your 40th you wanted to be able to dunk? How did that go?
I did. Mini ball. I did. No, I did. I did a mini. I didn't do a full-size
tennis ball. Right?
I think it was a dodgeball.
It still looks like a tennis ball or something.
Sure, it was those lines.
I'm so glad this happened during the break.
Is anybody going to train me? Can I get like a full on like Rocky training style thing?
Go to your corners.
Because you know,
get y'all hyped up.
There's no, how much could you possibly do in 2 weeks to improve your speed to be ready for something like that? Not much. All right. We're ready to go. Two weeks from tomorrow.
It's just draft day. Just think of it, Saul. Okay. It's draft day.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
206 says 200 is for chumps, 800 is where men are born.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't pretend like I can do that. I know I can't do an 800 or a 400.
Nope.
I honestly think that a 100, I'd crush
it. 220 makes it a good match.
Yeah.
220 makes it a very
kind of right in
match.
Between. That's what, isn't that what Michael Johnson offered to do with, I don't remember who it was. He's like, all right, you're a 100 yard runner. I'm a 400. Let's run a 200. Mm-hmm. Kind of meet in the middle.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's do it.
360 is asking how they donate. So maybe whoever wins, when they pick their charity,
we're
going to
work on this.
We can get some other donations.
No, we're going to work on it. All right, give us some time. We'll have a few more details for you guys by tomorrow. Yeah. As for right now, Mora, because you haven't won yet, it's time for ranks.
Got a list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwarmfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Every morning at 9:45 on Brock and Salk.
Top 10 list. I'm not buying it.
Ranked.
Well, today for Ranked, we are ranking machines. As in the machine I'm going to need to drag me around that track and help me beat Mora in just 2 weeks.
To work on you after the race.
Yeah, exactly.
Tyrannenberg, can I just give you one tiny piece of advice?
Yeah.
Focus on the start. Maybe have somebody who knows somebody kind of help you with the start.
Because
being
off,
long levered, if you just stand straight up, Salky's going to get down in that stance, right? And that start can really, like the 40-yard dash.
But it's a 220. You should be able to make up whatever start.
You can.
Because you're not sprinting straight off the bat in a 220.
You can, but if you start out like 4-9, you're digging yourself out of a hole.
Yeah, know your pace. You know?
Interesting. So. Okay. Machines ranked. We've got some honorable mentions. The Love Machine from The Miracles. There it is. One of my all-time favorite movies. Glengarry Glen Ross. Fans will recognize.
Hey, easy, pal. This is Shelley the Machine Levine.
Shelley the Machine Levine. From Glengarry Glen Ross. One of my favorites. Brock, I know you love this one. This one's for you.
He's not a machine, Rocky. He's not a machine.
How many times do you say that?
Gosh, a lot.
Yeah. And then Justin loves this one.
He does bleed, you see?
Sorry.
You see? You see, Rocky's not a machine! He bleeds!
Oh, I love that. Okay, sorry.
And which Rocky one? Is literally chopping the Russian down.
Which one do I love?
You worked really hard, Grandma.
So do washing machines.
Oh, it kills me every time.
Wah, wah, wah. Grandma, wah, wah, wah.
That one was for you, Jess. I wanted to make sure had that one in there. Let's see what else we have today. We got some Sugar Ray before they became a pop band. Yep. There you go.
Hey, Justin.
Mean machine.
Hey, Justin.
Yep.
What do you got?
What is that little drop you play in mine with cry, grandma? What was that?
I don't know. You said
it. What the heck was that?
I don't know what that was from.
I mean, you're not a machine. I know I can say that.
How about an answer?
Whatever
machine,
he hits, he destroys. Cry, grandma. What the heck was that from?
I don't know.
bothers me a lot.
Maybe you were talking about that nun that Kyle hates.
Are you talking about the answering machine?
Yeah, we got the answering machine, but I can only play the very beginning of this because I don't want everybody to simultaneously turn off their radio.
Hi, this is Nikki. Leave a message.
213-555-4679. That's it. Just want to leave my number.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Thanks, Mikey. No, that's a hard no. No.
Damon will tell you a great answering machine story.
Really?
With Coach Ewart. Yeah, Pete and Steph, he was in the Air Force stud. And at the base, he got taken like an answering machine in the early phases and stages. So when Mike Ewart and the Puyallup Vikings won the 1987 state championship, you can imagine on that answering machine, hey, you've reached the Ewarts. This is Coach Ewart, 1987 state champion Puyallup.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Of course, you got Brock's answering machine, which still has Haley on it from when she was like 7 years old, talking about how busy he is because he's such a tough guy.
I'm going to change it.
Of course, you got the hot tub time machine.
Stupid. First love. Stupid. One that got away. Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo.
Yeah.
Great White Buffalo.
I rewatched it. It's still good.
It's so funny. No,
hot tub two? Not hot tub machine two?
Not good. No, that's not good. But now, does Ex Machina count? Are we saying yes or no on Ex Machina?
I'll allow it.
Okay, thank you, Justin. You get some old movies like Sharky's Machine, and then in the original version of The Longest Yard, they were the Mean Machine.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got Dream Machine. Burt you got Reynolds. Ghost in the Machine.
The Machinist.
The Machinist. Of course, you also got the Machinist Union. Respect them.
Burt Reynolds guy?
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm. He was also in Sharky's Machine.
Of course he was.
Yeah. Written by William Deal. You guys have probably seen, what's the Ed Norton movie where he makes the big turn at the end, like the murder trial movie?
Oh, Primal Fear.
Primal Fear. Yeah. Also written by the same author, William Deal.
Oh, yeah, Micro Machines. Good call. Yes. Anna Bramerton. Forgot about those.
You got the Big Red Machine, the Reds dynasty, of course, in the 70s.
Johnny Bench.
Brock likes to talk about machinations.
Sure do.
Does that count?
Machine House Brewing.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. Thanks.
I mean, obviously, you gotta at least mention it. You ready, Brock? You ready? Well, this doesn't quite make the top five.
We can get better after a win. So, you know, just the mindset of trying to be just a bunch of big, hairy American winning machines is important.
It's Baker Mayfield.
Wow.
We were talking about him earlier today. Terminator 3 was Rise of the Machines.
Time for the top five?
Yeah.
I would say, well, you got Florence and the Machine. Want to make sure we mention them. Machine Gun Kelly.
Ugh.
People you want to mention, right?
Just getting them out of the way. They're not
just
top
want
five.
To make. Yeah, they're not top five. But I want to make sure that everybody knows.
What do you think of Machine Guy? What do you think of his tattoo game?
Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, he blacked out all of his, not too his whole
impressed.
Body.
Not particularly impressed.
Woof.
Yeah. But he was okay in that Motley Crue movie. I got to give him credit. He was okay as Tommy Lee.
Yeah, what did he do to research that role?
I don't know.
Okay, here we go. Top five.
Number five, Machines ranked. Bush. Machine Head. There's also the band Machine Head, but we'll go with the Bush song. Mm. Number four, Machine Head.
I like it. Mm. Had to be in here, so I'm glad you did it.
Had to be done. Number four is from one of the all-time greatest movies.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
A little Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's good.
Had to be done.
So far, so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing okay so far.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Phew. Okay.
There's no Amy Grant to disrespect in here. So
this one's
so
making me very nervous. I got to say today, I want to make sure I get this one right. Now, this is hard for me because if you know me, you know this is my favorite movie. But I didn't think it quite rose to the level of being number one on this list, but it could be. It's that good.
Now, machine gun.
God, Alan Rickman's the best. Huh? So good.
Number three?
Are you shaking your head at that, Brock?
Well, I'm just wondering, Machine and Die Hard. How does that fit?
Now I have a machine
now
gun.
I have a machine
ho,
gun.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, I'm
Are
sorry.
You deaf?
I am.
Apparently.
Partially.
We literally just said it. We just played it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
How does it fit? Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. What am I missing?
He was tremendous.
Alan Rickman is the best, man.
One of the great villains in any movie ever.
Brock, the greatest.
I have a question one? For you after once we get to number one here, so let's go.
Josh, you want
to
sing number two with me?
Sure.
Everybody likes it. This song will be in your head now the rest of the day.
Number
I'm gonna everybody baby do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, everybody baby do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
I love Gloria Estefan.
And the Miami Sound Machine.
Let's go. Could be number one.
Wow.
Nobody texted that in. That's a good
no
surprise.
No one texted in Miami Sound Machine?
No. Wow.
Come on, everybody, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Feeling everybody. She performed, I saw her, actually, at the closing ceremonies of the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta.
Really?
That? Yeah, she played.
I thought you were going to say at the Muckleshoots.
No, no, this was a big scene for her. She was a big deal then. Number one, of course.
Really in the name of. Rage. Had to happen.
Rage Against the Machine. Obviously.
All right, Brock.
The one and only.
I have a question for you. This is partially from Betsy, too. Because we were talking about all these challenges for now that Salk and Moore are going to race. Who can throw a football further? Betsy wants to know me or you, which is just a silly question. But you or Damon?
Me.
Brock.
No, it's not even close.
Not a debate.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying, what about, that's a good one. Sex Machine by James Brown. That's a miss. That's a good one.
But I'll tell you this, Justin, it hurts.
Yeah, it does.
It really hurts.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah.
Who do you think can throw it further than you that we can bring into this challenge here?
Oh. You remember we had Stu? Remember that, Salk? Years and years ago?
Yeah, Stu the Guru. Yeah.
Stu the Guru thought he could throw it 40 yards.
I forgot to mention Pink Floyd, Welcome to Machine. I had that in here. Forgot to mention it. Sorry about that. It was on there. Just forgot.
There's a lot going on.
Maybe me and Pete Carroll. Maybe me and Pete can have a throw off.
I think I'll take Brock.
I don't know, man. He can whip that ball around.
I've seen that.
You can whip it around.
How that goes. All right, Moore, we're going to have to come up with opening like intro music, I think, for ourselves for this race.
Yeah.
When it gets underway in a couple weeks. Yep, we're going to need entrance songs for that to kind of get us
pumped
up.
Cry, Grandma.
All right, we got to go. Bump and Stacey are up next. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Until then, the hay
barn.
See you, everybody.
Get to the chopper!